I hope Shabbos is beautiful.
Beautiful.
So, the Bedichev has said that on Shabbos Chazayin, a Jew is able to see the third Beis HaMikdash. So when he said that a Jew is able to see it, I guess he was talking about everybody, but he saw it. So we could trust him that he already saw it. That means it's there. And we should be Zayich HaMashem to see it ourselves with our eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right, we have a lot of learning to do. First, I want to thank, as always, the Rachmani family, Rabin, the Shiram, our Darchin, our Venom, the Zeichen Nishmas, his Choshva father, all over Shalom, the whole family, Shavon, Simcha, Nachas, and Broch. And also, there's a sponsor today for the Shir, Yehuda Daphna, the Zeichen Nishmas, his sister, Asnat Bas Pinchas, and Hashem Shavon Aliyah, and the whole family, all of us, Shavon, Simchas.
Amen.
Okay, what we're going to learn today, we're on page Tuf Mem Tes in Mishnah Se'ezer in Shulchan Aruch, Eben HaEzer Simen Chav Gimel. Page Tuf Mem Tes in the Mishnah Se'ezer, where it's three lines down, Sif Katan Hei V'Avoin Ze Chamur. This is going on what the Mechaber says. What the Mechaber says over here is not something which is pulled from the Gemara, it's not pulled from the Poskim, it's pulled from the Zohar Kaddish. And it's not the only time that the Mechaber does that, but this is the most famous extraction from the Zohar that's found in Shulchan Aruch, and in many ways the most painful. This part of Shulchan Aruch is the one that I've been screaming about for the past 40 years, that nobody should teach this, nobody should talk to anybody about this, and now we're going to learn it. So the time is different now, and it has to be learned inside, not to just say over the Zohar Kodesh to some kid, you know, in camp or in the yeshiva, but to learn it properly so that we know, so we understand, that we know the nature of this problem of Pgam HaBris. What is it that Halacha and Kabbalah say about this problem of Pgam HaBris? Where does it come from, and how could it be cured? How could it be healed? How could we work on it? So we have to understand the illness, the sickness, in order to work on curing it, on the using the tikkunim that we have from the tzaddikim and from the Sfarim Kedoshim, which we're also going to begin. But today we're not going to be able to get to the tikkunim. Today is just going to be Tisha B'Av. Torah, all Tisha B'Av Torah, and Hashem should be mamtik all of the Torahs, and we should see the sweetness in Yiddishkeit and believe that everything that Hashem does for us is for the best. You know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had access to places that no other Tana was able to go, and he was allowed in to see the damage that is caused by Pgam HaBris. And the Lashonis that he uses are very strong. We're going to see the Lashon of the Zohar Kaddish in a few minutes. It's very strong. I'll just begin by reminding you, there are a number of stories like this that we have from the Tzaddikim. The one that I've told you over the years is from the Chayzim Lublin, when there was a Yid who came to him, and the Chayza had some sort of a little room next to the Besamedrish, and this was one of the most choshuva people in all of Lublin. And he came and he was crying by the Chayza that he was over in a terrible Aveira. In this inyan with somebody, with a person from the town, he was over in an Aveira with a woman. And he came to the Chayza not knowing what to do, wanting to do tshuva, and desperately in need of a tikkun. And the Chayza was very strong with him. And the Chayza told him, I don't see any way to even begin with a tikkun until you go out into the shul right now. The big Beis HaMedrash in Lublin, there could have been a couple hundred people. I want you to go up to the bima and give a clap on the bima. And I want you to announce, to tell the whole tzibur what you did. And then we could talk about a tikkun. But you have to go up to the bima and have everybody listen to you and to announce the aveira that you did. And the man couldn't believe that the Chayza would give him such a thing to do. But the Rebbe said, there's nothing to talk about. And this person began that walk, the longest walk of his life, from the office to the bima in the middle of the shul. And there are people learning and people davening, and this was like the end of his life. He's like walking to the guillotine, you know. And his whole life is ruined. His family is ruined. Everything is ruined. He's walking up to the bima, and as he's about to step onto the first step going up to the bima, he feels somebody's hand, and he wasn't even watching. Had his eyes on the floor, and he didn't notice that everybody was standing up. And then he turned around, and he felt someone's hands on his shoulder. He turned around, and it was the Chayza from Lublin. And the Chayza said to him, Sginik, it's finished. That's the tikkun. He said, go home. Don't do it again. That was the tikkun. You know, that only works for the story. Like, you can't do that. Once you heard the story, that doesn't work the next time. You know, it just works for the story. That was the tikkun. So we're going to have something very scary now from the Svarim. And then we're going to learn the tikkunim, and we're going to feel the hand of the Chayza from Lublin on our shoulder, telling us that if we feel the seriousness of what we're learning now, if we're sensitive to this and it hurts us, the mistakes that we've made in life, and we want to be better, then hopefully we'll be able to hear in the tikkunim the Chayza saying to us is ginnik, it's enough, it's okay. Hopefully we'll be able to hear that and to work on the tikkunim, which are tikkunim that are very, very, very normal and healthy and doable and filled with or filled with light. Okay, so let's learn inside. So in the Mishnah Sa'ezer, who's explaining the Shulchan Aruch on page Tav Mem Tes, Ois Hey. Now the Gemara there in Ida has also some very strong things to say about this. That someone who does this, who is pagim in the bris, it's ki'ilu, it's as if he is chalila killing somebody. Shnemar. Sheikhte Hayeladim Banachalim. Sheikhte Hayeladim. There are Jews who are guilty of slaughtering children by the rivers, by a river. Al Tikri Sheikhte, Chazal say, there in Yud Gimel, neither Yud Gimel is the headquarters of all of these in Yanim, in Shas. Al Tikri Sheikhte, Ella Seikhte. That the word Sheikhte, who's slaughtering children, and what is this river? So Chazal say it's hinting to Seikhte, a Jew who is extracting seed, Seikhte, squeezing out seed from himself, Manacholim, and causing there to be a current, Chalila, of Zera to flow forth. Such people are called Seikhte. The ones who are Seikhtim are Seikhtim. Those who are guilty of this Aveira are, on some level, guilty of committing murder. They're murdering the future, the potential life that's in the Zerah, that's in the seed. Void Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kalamaitzi Shechva Zerah Levatala, Chayiv Misa. So Rabbi Yochanan says that a person who does this is Chayiv Misa. I'm going to remind everybody, I think you all know, that there shouldn't chalila be any children or any of the women shouldn't be participating in this year. Kol amoitzi shechva zera levatala chayiv misa. Whoever does this is chayiv misa. Shnema v'erev ein Hashem, it says by erev ha'ainain, which is where we see this first in the Torah, which is we saw from some of the Rishonim, that there's a makar of this iser, by erev and ainain, the sons of Yehuda. And it says in the Torah, "Vayera bein Hashem, asher also v'yomas gamayisai." It says v'yomas gamayisai that they were put to death as a result of what they did. They were put to death. Aaron Onain. Rav Asi amar kilo oved avodah zarah. It's as if the person is guilty of avodah zarah. So you remember last week we were learning from the tshuvas of the Pnei Yeshua, and there's also from the Binyan Sin and others. Who learn, who understand that these statements of Chazal comparing the this person to an adulterer, an idolater, and to a murderer, to the big three averis, that this is an asmachta. It doesn't mean that there's a din of Yehareg Valyavar. You remember we learned last week the Pnei Yeshua. There's no halacha of Yehareg Valyavar because the Pnei Yeshua explains that this is a separate iser. It's not in the category of Gilei Arayis. Therefore, there's no din of Yehareg Valyavar. And Chazal, as you know, for a number of averis, such as getting angry or embarrassing somebody, Chazal used very strong lashonis, comparing a number of averis that are not even clearly deraisa, but a number of averis, and some are, some aren't, but a number of averis are compared to the big three averis of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. And this is one of them. So it's also compared to Avodah Zarah. Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. It's not Mamish and Eved Avodah Zarah, but it's Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah, Ksiv Hacha, Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, Ksiv Hosam, Alehor Mayram, and Betachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan. The Psukim, one Pasuk is alluding to Averis that were taking place serious, privately, in a hidden, secret way, secretly, assuming that it's talking about such an Avera, of a person that goes by himself someplace, under a tree where nobody is watching, and he causes himself to be pagan in the bris. And it says by Avodah Zarah, Alehor Mayram Betachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, that in Eretz Yisrael, the matzav when we came there was such that under every tree there were Avodah Zarahs all over the place. So Chazal are making comparison between the Avera that is done secretly someplace by under a tree to Avodah Zarah that was found by the trees. And therefore, it's kilu yizareid avodah zarah, ukiilu mevi malbul la'olam. And it's as if he has brought a flood to the world. He's brought a malbul to the world, as we learn that the hashchosa of the malbul, the kilkul of the malbul of hishchis kol basar. Chazal learn that the ikar aveira, at least by the men, was this aveira of shichva zerah levatala. And that was the ultimate cause of the mabul, of the flood by Noach. And therefore, anybody who does this aveira, it's ki'ilu mevi mabul la'olam. Okay, so we have all of these are ki'ilus. V'choshuv kebehema, this person is compared to an animal. Yared l'gehenem, I mean, all the worst possible things. Yared l'gehenem, ein lo chelik l'olam haba. Ein lo chelik l'olam haba. U'ma'akev es ha-Mashiach. And he's also somebody that is ma'akev. He's delaying the arrival of Mashiach. Tanafu oiver mishum boil v'nival. It's compared to a boil and a nival, as if there's a man and a woman who are having relations that are forbidden. And all of this is because the person is ma'oirer, the Yetzirah, he is awakening, he's arousing himself to do this and to bring the Yetzirah upon him. It's bad enough that the Yetzirah attacks us when he's not invited, but this person is doing this to cause himself to sin. Hashem created the capacity to have Hotzah's Zera for the purpose of populating the world, of having children. Hashem didn't create the world for Tohu, for nothing. Hashem wants the world to be populated, to be settled. And the meaning of delaying Mashiach, also that the neshamas, the Chazal say, the Mashiach won't come until all the neshamas that are supposed to be in this world enter into the bodies of Jews in this world. So by engaging in this Aveira, these neshamas are postponed, are prevented from coming into this world. And as a result of these neshamas not coming into the world, Mashiach is still waiting. And therefore, in the absence of Mashiach, there's a churban in the world. There's a malbol, there's a churban, and Mashiach is being delayed and the world is suffering as a result of that. This is all from different places in Chazal, Maseches Kala, and this what we just learned is the Lashon of the Levush. In different places it's found in Chazal that he's gathering together. And it was believed in earlier times. This is brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, who was not long ago, so 100 years ago. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if one looks at a drop of zera under a microscope, you could see in that drop of zera kol tmunas ha'adam, the image, the entire image of a person, which I guess means that when looking at that, one can see all of the chemical components of a person. One can see the DNA, the RNA. I don't know. And when a person is wasting his seed, it's kilo, he's murdering, he's killing a soul that is somehow contained in that seed, a potential life that's contained in that seed. Next page. Tuf Nun. And sometimes as a result of this chait, of this avera, the man's children die when they're young. The children somehow, or a child or the children go off the derech. It brings poverty into life. Anything bad you could think of, that's basically what it is. And even stuff we haven't thought about comes as a result of this all-encompassing avera of Pagam HaBris. Now, which we're going to need to understand. When we learned the Pnimius of the Midav Yisod, why is it all-encompassing? Because all of these terrible Lashonis are a way of saying that there's terrible damage. We're separating ourselves from Hashem. When you separate yourself from Hashem, the result of that is Churban, Mabel, Misa, Anius, b'chul b'chul. When there's a dislodgement, a disengagement from the Shekhinah, that's what Tisha B'Av is about. And the kilkul of the bris is exactly that. There's a covenant between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That covenant is embodied in the bris of the body. And what all of this Svarim are telling us is that by engaging in this Avera, we are damaging that covenant. We are damaging the covenant. We are damaging that connection to the Bari Olam. That when a man does this, a male does this, he is damaging that connection. And once you're unplugged from the Shekhinah, then you are easy prey for poverty, for sickness, for death, Hashem Yirachem. It's the unplugging that we're talking about. And those who learn this Svarim know that Yesod is the inyan of being plugged in. And that's what we're going to have to understand. What does that mean? And all of these frightening lashonis that we see, including the from the Zohar that's coming up, are ways of expressing the horror of being disengaged from Hashem, which is really all that Tisha B'Av is about. That's all that Tisha B'Av is about. When Chazal say that if the Beit HaMikdash is not built during your lifetime, it's as if it's destroyed during your lifetime. The destruction of the Beit HaMikdash is something that you and I can't really comprehend. What that means, and we don't really relate to the building and the stuff. Those who learn Kodshim have more of a connection to Taharis, but we can't really relate to the tragedy of the Churban. The understanding, of course, is that there was a certain relationship that we were able to have with Hashem when we had the Beis HaMikdash. There was a level of a relationship, and that's gone. That's gone. Rochem levakal b'neo mi'an lihinacham ke'einenu. And in one place, the Zohar says, Ke'enenu is referring to Hashem. That Hashem is not with us anymore the way that he once was. That's the Churban. So only a person who is a Mavakish Hashem, only any one of us, or any Jew, who is somebody who cares about having a relationship with Hashem, is sensitive to the churban of that place that facilitated their most intense relationship. This inyan of Pagam Habris is one that affects, damages the relationship. It's a churban beis hamikdash that we live with, that a man lives with during his life. It's a churban beis hamikdash. And all the tikkunim are mamish building the beis hamikdash from here b'yomeinu, with our days, with the days of our lives. Like the Rav Shitz has said, b'yomeinu, with the days of our lives, yibonu beis hamikdash from here b'yomeinu, we rebuild the beis hamikdash. The inyan of the beis hamikdash is a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashroas hashchina. That's what it is. If that's not something that you care about, then Tisha B'Av is just an annoying fast and a day that you can't shower, or a week that you can't shower. If that's all that you, if you don't care about having a relationship with Hashem, Tisha B'Av really doesn't speak to you. And that's one of the reasons why that now Tisha B'Av has to be spent watching Holocaust movies and movies about Jewish suffering and so on. Because the pain of being separated from God doesn't resonate with most of us anymore. So if you see people taken out of the crematoria, that hurts. When you see and you read about tragedies, Jewish suffering and tragedies, that hurts. But the pnimius, of course, of the Churban is that we don't have any more the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was a place, was Teich HaRotz of Ahava, where you walked in, it was shining with Elokos. You felt that you were swimming in Hashem. And we don't have that anymore. So the covenant has been broken. The day-to-day war or struggle to regain that connection, it very much depends upon Shmiras HaBris. As we were learning months ago, when we learned the Maimer from Reb Motel Zogazon Zayin about Shmiras HaBris and Emunah and faith. And that's really what all of this is about. So all of these strong lashonos are describing the consequences of a person who disengages from Hashem, who doesn't have a relationship with Hashem. Hashem is the Makor Mayim Chayim. Hashem is the source of life, the Makor Chayim. And when we're cut off from the source of life, so then there's poverty and there's death, Hashem Yoach. Dying doesn't have to mean that a person drops dead, but dying means that it's Kilu, he's not alive. Person's not alive. And we see that a person who is orangutan, who is mamish shaku, who is immersed in this aveira, these are people who are very depressed, walk around the whole time, like not being alive. So the icky here is not to focus to see these things as punishments. Because Hashem loves us, but Hashem wants to be in a relationship with us. And the reality is that when we're separated from Him, then that affects our lives in many ways. And we're just talking about some of those ways that we're affected. Physically, spiritually, we're affected by being apart from Him. Yisub Azar HaKadosh, we're on the third line now of page Tof Nun. Shamash Chizaro Nikra Ra. The person who does this affair is called Ra. K'mashe Kosova, he Er Ra. It says in the Pasuk, by Er and Oini, it says Ra, Be'ini Hashem. Ra. Bed, Ashlachter. Oid Kosova Zoyer, Sha'oini Shalaveru Zu, Ushanidoin Begehenem B'shech V'zer Esachas. This was one of my Rebbe's favorite. I guess he picked this out from the other ones, and he felt that in fourth grade that it was important for us to know, even though we really didn't know what the Avera even was at that time. But I clearly recall him telling us that people who do this Avera, which we didn't know what it was, that in the end they are judged in Gehenim and they are placed into boiling Shechvas Zera. That was always one of the popular ones in school. Shechvas Zera, there's something more dramatic about it. Shechvas Zera Levatal, you know, Shechvas Zera Rosachas, you could already have like a guy standing around a pot with a big spoon, you know, and putting you into the, it's just that more like Harry Potter, Dick, you understand? Yeah. No. Chomer Mikol Aver Shabbatayr. I'm not making fun of Chazal or what the Svarim say. We need to understand in Pnimius what they're talking about. What does that mean? Zera Reisachas. It doesn't mean what the words sound like when we just read them. But that's how we were told. That's what we were told. Looking back, I now understand that the ones who said these things were usually the ones who had serious problems, people with the most serious problems, who felt there was a need to impart this to little boys. Chomer mikol aveir shebetayra. Sifkat nevav. We're going to be learning some of the biurim, this very important biurim here that we're going to be spending some time on, mitzvah Hashem. But let's just learn the Mishnah Sa'ezer. Ois vav. Chomer mikol aveir shebetayra. Shechen kolsu b'zayr HaKadosh. She'ovain aitzoaz zer levatolo. Chomer mikol shara aveir shebetayra. So this is where the Mechaber takes the lashon from the Zohar Kodesh, but the Zohar says beferish that this aveira is the most serious aveira in all of Torah. L'chein tzorach lizor mimenu ma'od. Therefore, one has to be very careful. And we've been talking about this the past few weeks. It's the most serious aveira in the Torah. It doesn't say it beferish in the Torah. But it has to do with a bris, and a bris is something which is unspoken. It's very private. It's very intimate. Now here is the statement of the Zohar Kaddish that is the most difficult of all. Om Reb Yehuda, Leis la chayva ba'alma, de leisle tshuva bar mihai. Reb Yehuda, who is in the chavaya of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, said that for all averus of the Torah, there's tshuva. Leis la chayva ba'alma, de leis le tshuva. There's no such thing as an avera for which a person cannot do tshuva. There's tshuva for every avera. Bar mihai. With the exception of this avera. Bar mihai. Look inside the Sharatzin Nun Gimel, where we have the actual Lashon of the Zohar. Nun Gimel, in Sharet Siyun, Chelik Alef Yishutayz Amid Beis, Vizel Lashani. Man Dizani Viadoi, a person who is Mazana with his hands, he uses his hands. Lafka Lachav Lazare Berekanya, to spill out seed. Levatola Rekanya means for nothing. Levatola Rekanya, Berekanya. Chulu Tanan Omer Rabbi Yehuda. So here's where Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lois la chayva ba'alma de leis le tshuva bar mihai." There's no avera in the Torah for which one cannot do tshuva bar mihai, except for this. "Lois la chayvaya lechamon apishchinta bar mihai." There's no sin for which a person is restricted from seeing the Shechina. For every other sin, a person can get to see the Shechina. It's possible to see the Shechina despite the avera bar mihai, except for this. "Dechsiv leigur chara." This avera is called Ra, and Hashem doesn't allow those who are Ra to be in his presence. So such a person doesn't see the face of the Shechina. Ubezaya, and in another place in the Zayir, in Chelek Aleph, Vizel Hashanah, Tochazi, come and see. Kol chatoy de barnash kulu chavlusa delay talyin b'tshuva. With all of the averas of a person, no matter what he's done wrong, no matter what damage he's done, everything depends on tshuva. V'chatoi de'oishet zar al ara. However, this chait of a person spilling his seed upon the ground, v'mechabla arche, v'apik zar al ara, this person who is wasting the seed and being mashchesed on the ground for nothing, machbelei, v'machbel ara, he's being mashches himself, he's polluting himself, and he's polluting the world, the earth. Va'aleik siv. And the Novi Yimyo says, Nichtam avoinech lefonai. That the stain of your sin is always before me. ubezayir isa v'zel shaynai. And the Zoya says, she'ein lo chelek l'olam haba. This person doesn't have a chelek l'olam haba. Or b'shvil ha'oven hazeh, ein l'dor ha'mabul chelek l'olam haba. It's because of this, that the dor ha'mabul doesn't have a chelek l'olam haba. Back inside, after Nun Gimel, when we call Malcolm, nevertheless, Kosvu apoiskim shekavonis azoya shechuvos kosha admoi. The poskim have revealed to us that what the Zohar is telling us is that tshuva is never impossible. That can't be. There's no such thing. Because we've been learning about these past few years. There's no such thing. We've been learning our whole lives. Mishom yikachecha, mishom yikabetzcha, mishom yikachecha, from wherever you are, b'ktzei ha-shamayim. No matter what a person has done wrong in his life, mishom yikabetzcha, Hashem brings v'shavta ad-Hashem l'kacha. A person does tshuva and can come back to Hashem. But what all of this is telling us is that tshuva is hard. For this avera, tshuva is hard. Changing is hard. Tshuva begins with changing, with returning, with stopping it. It's very hard. Tshuva is very hard. Now remember, we're talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his chavraya. And these tzaddikim lived mamish Bar Yochai b'kodesh hakadosh. So Rabbi Shimon and his chavraya were living mamish in that place, not physically, but in that reality of kodesh kadosh. Now, if you would go over to a Jew, as I've often used this as a marshal, if you would go over to a Jew, even a guy that has the biggest problem with this Aveira, and you would walk over to him during Ne'ilah, which is Kodesh Kedosha, you walk over to him by the third Hashem Elokim, and you'd ask him, do you have a Cheshik right now to do this Aveira? He would say to you, what are you, sick? Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And he would look at that Aveira as being the most disgusting, sickest thing in the world. He wouldn't even be able to understand, how did I ever do such a thing in my life? I'm never, ever going to do such a thing the rest of my life. When you ask him that question about Pagam HaBrish by the third Hashem Ulakim by Ne'ilah. So you have to remember, Chevra, that Rabbi Shimon lived in that world every minute of his life. Rabbi Shimon lived in that world. Not by the third Hashem Ulakim, by the 50th. Rabbi Shimon Yochai lived in that reality of Hashem Ulakim. And therefore he was screaming and yelling and saying to us, the bris, the bris, the bris, the covenant, the relationship. You're damaging the bris. And he understood. Like it seems to me that there are certain doctors out there that have gone sort of a little bit off the deep end with this corona thing. The kind of lashonis that they're writing just seems to me, I'm not a doctor and I respect everybody in that profession in the deepest way. But it's just some of the lashonis that are being used, even when things are getting better and look better, at least here, that the lashonis that are being used seem to me to be very, very extreme lashonis. So I have two ways of understanding that. One way of understanding it is, because when I talk to other doctors and they say that this is not true, this is not scientifically true, this is not medically true. So the only way I understand the extreme lashonis of some of these doctors, because there's one of my sons-in-law that he went to one of these doctors when he was growing up, and he said, I don't know what happened. Like, it looks like it just like went off the deep end. And there are two ways I understand this. The first is to say that they love Jews so deeply and they're afraid. They're just very afraid. And they're using very strong lashonis because I don't want anybody, chalila, 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 to come into, even in any way, chas v'sholom, to come even near such an inyan and so on. And the other way that I'm lama tzchus is that, and it's connected to the first way, is that, listen, these doctors were dealing with people during the worst time of this machla. They were dealing with people who were dying left and right. The hospitals were filled with people who were dying. And that breaks you. That hurts you. We didn't see that. We're just sitting at home. But these doctors, they were out there, mamish in the trenches, and they were watching people dying all over the place. And that hurts. And I think that some of them were just like traumatized by it. I don't know. At any rate, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was traumatized by this aveir. You understand? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I use the word traumatized obviously in a completely different way that it's being used nowadays, which it's being used nowadays if you expected to find meat in the cholent and it turns out that somebody else ate the flanken from the cholent, then you already have post-traumatic disorder, and it's at least 2 months by the therapist. How come somebody got the flanken from the cholent and you didn't? But so I'm not using it the way that it's being used very often nowadays, but Rabbi Shimon lived mamish in the bris, in that world of the bris. And when you see these lashonis from Rabbi Shimon, let's say you see it by Rabbi Leibel Eger, you see Rabbi Nachman, these were the tzaddikim with the biggest Rabbi Tzaddik, the biggest shomer habris. They were in such a place of kodesh kadoshim, but to be masig Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nachman, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Leibel Eger, and you see these lashonis because they lived mamish b'kodesh kadoshim. They were living in that reality of kodesh kadoshim. And anything that is done to damage that a Jew does to damage, and this is very damaging, anything that a Jew does to damage that relationship for these tzaddikim who lived in kodesh kadoshim is like a nuclear bomb, an atom bomb. And because all they wanted was to preserve, to strengthen the relationship between a Jew and a kodesh baruch Hu. Because the whole gula depends on that. The whole tikkun of all worlds depends on the covenant, on the bris. And this pagam is pagim the bris in a very strong way. So the poskim say that when the Zohar is saying these things, it doesn't mean that tshuva is impossible. It means that it's kosha ad ma'id, it's hard. Avaloisha ain't like tshuva klal. Not to say, chas v'shalom, that there's no tshuva. V'limud ha-Torah u'befrat limud bi'iyun. Now we're going to be learning many of the tikkunim. And of course, when we're talking to our children and our grandchildren, we're not going to be discussing the things that we were learning now. That's for our self-edification to understand, to learn the sugya properly. We're going to be speaking to them about the tikkunim, about what bris means, what the covenant means, and not to be afraid, because you might have heard some terrible things. I'll learn it with you. I'll talk to you about it. And we're going to learn about the tikkunim. The main tikkun that we find in the svarim is learning Torah. Limud ha-Torah u'befrat limud bi'iyun. Learning Torah, and especially learning Torah bi'iyun, which means learning Torah mamish, pouring your kishkes into your learning. Bi'iyun, learning Torah in a deep way. In a very, very deep and analytical way to the best of one's ability. Not just to go fly through something quickly, but to learn it, the iyun, mamish. The Sfarim say that mitzvah of limud ha-Torah, and they're also going to talk about particular times when, more than other times, that type of learning is repairing damage, this damage. But limud, b'fat limud b'iyun mor lo tikun p'gam zeh. Look in the Shara Tzion. Nun Dalet. He brings the Shem Yishmuel. And Ha'azinu. All the way down in Nun Dalet, Shem Yishmuel. In Ha'azinu. Dini Omru. Al Aposu Gyarev Kemot Alichi. Divrei Ter Mechapim al Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim Kazu. Where Chazal tell us that divrei Torah are mechaper on the sin of committing murder. And the Shem Yishmuel says that he learned that, and he received from his father, she says over there, and from the other tzaddikim, that murder is not only talking about actually killing somebody, but what is compared to murder, which is this aveir. Ki ikar chayt zehu, kal yodai nivra malach mashchis, asher eino merapim in ha'odam, that when a person, the Zohar is teaching us that when a person does this aveira and the kisveri, that today's Arizal's Yartzeit, Yahrzeit, you know. By the way, today's Arizal, Hey Menachem Av, is Arizal's Yahrzeit. In the Kisvei Ari, we find that this Aveira creates a very dangerous Malach. Every Aveira makes a Malach, but this Aveira is a Malach HaMashkes. And this Malach HaMashkes, this destructive Malach, doesn't let go of the person. Ad Shemaridu LeBeshachas. Now there is a way that a Jew can grab this Malach that we create, that a Jew creates by this Aveira, to take hold of this Malach HaMashkes, this dangerous Malach, and to throw it down into Be'er Shachas. To throw this terrible destructive energy, this Malach, this Koach, and to get rid of it into Be'er Shachas. Bram Kasher, Adam Oisek, I didn't explain it correctly. That this Malach drags the person down into Be'er Shachas, all the way into bad things. Bram, however, Kasher Adam Oisek B'Taira, however, when a person is learning Torah, now even though this Avera creates a Malach HaMashkes and this Malach HaMashkes drags you down into bad places, but when a person is Oisek B'Torah, Bezehu Mis'alu Mis'roimim L'mokam Asha'ein Rishus L'mashkes as Aliyah Legil Hashem, no matter how many times a person has done this in his life, when a person learns Torah, Torah extracts the individual, pulls him out, pulls him away from that low place, and is able to lift him up to a place that's higher. Asha'ein Rishus L'mashkes as Aliyah Hashem, the mashkes cannot go to such a place. In other words, when you learn Torah, Ein divrei Torah makablam tumah. Ein divrei Torah makablam tumah. I was learning with the Olam here in the bungalow. I was learning with the Olam yesterday. There's a Tefer Shleima in Pashas Devar. It's Hashem Elokeinu, it says in Pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu Dibei Mona B'Chayrev. Hashem spoke to us in Chayrev by Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu is chasing over everything that happened. Hashem Elokeinu Dibei Mona B'Chayrev. Hashem spoke with us by Chayrev. Tefer Shleima says a very beautiful thing. Tefer Shleima says that even a Jew who is in a place of chayrev, which means churban, even a Jew who has destroyed himself in every way, including this, Hashem Elokeinu, if you learn Torah, you can hear Hashem speaking to you. Hashem Elokeinu diber, Hashem speaks to us, b'chayrev leimer. When you're in a place of churban, Hashem speaks to you. That means, when you're learning Torah, Hashem is speaking to you. Hashem Elokeinu diber, Hashem speaks to a Jew, even when a person is b'chayrev, even when a person is in a place of churban, even in this terrible Be'er Shachas, where the Malach HaMashkes takes a person into chayrev, Hashem is still speaking to you from that place. Hashem speaks to us. How does Hashem speak to us? It's not talking about a nevuah or a bas kol. Tefer Shleima says, look inside. You see in Tefer Shleima, he says it's talking about limud Torah. When you learn Torah, Hashem is speaking to us when we're learning Torah. Hashem Elokeinu diber mina b'chayrev. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to you that you should know that even when you're in chayrev, Hashem is speaking to you. Open up the Gemara. Open up the Sefer. Open up the Mesillas Yesharim. Open up the Tanya. Open up the Gemara. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Mishnah Berurah. Hashem is speaking to you b'chayrev. And when you connect to that Torah in chayrev, Hashem takes you to a place that no Malach HaMashkes can go to. No Malach HaMashkes can go to. Okay, Shalom Oysek B'Torah B'Zehu Mis'alim Mis'orim L'mokam Ha'she'ein V'Shus L'Mashkes Zeh L'Gil Hashem M'Mele Nifsach Yuso. And that way, you cut off that Malach HaMashkes from its source of life. It's gone. HaMalach HaZeh Nisbatel. That Malach is Misbatel. V'Ha'ovay Niskan. And the Shem Yishmul says it, and the Aveira is repaired. The Malach HaMashkes is gone. And the person becomes free from that aveira. He's the tshuva. So learning Torah bi'iyun is the first tikkun we were learning. Learning Torah bi'iyun. How much, any particular certain times, Shabbos, weekdays, Monday, Thursday, what times, morning, afternoon, night. We're going to go more into the details of this. But bichlal, limud Torah bi'iyun is the most powerful weapon we have against the Malach HaMashchis. When we go in our minds and our hearts to a higher place, the Malach HaMashchis says, "Whoa," and we just leave him behind. Like, he can't catch up with us when we go to that place of learning. Hashem Elokim b'chayiv leima. Hashem speaks to a Jew in chayiv. Mamish in that place of a churban, Hashem speaks to us. If you have a chance, look at the Tiferes Shleim. Okay, Mitzvah, next week, we're going to continue where we're up to in the middle of the Mishnah Seizer by Nundal. I hope to see everybody. Tisha B'Av should be a Yontiv, Mitzvah Shem, but I hope to see everybody in a few days, and everybody should be healthy and good, and these days should be changed into days of Big Yom Tovim, and should be Mamish, even before Wednesday, it should be changed into a Big Yontiv with the Glush of Amitis, from Hebi Yom Amen V'Amen. Rochavat Slochavat.